So great to be learning together, Sharia Raz, Tshuva of the Week. And here is a very, very interesting question that one of the women of Sharia Ora sent me about Kashrut. Very alert woman, very meticulous, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So she described that she ordered from a takeout from a local restaurant. They received some soy sauce packets. And after using them, she noticed that the packets did not have hashgacha. She called the restaurant and didn't get a really good response, which is not so good. So it was not clear. Then she looked it up, the soy sauce brand online, saw nothing about it being kosher, so that raises suspicion. Now, to be safe, what she did was she rinsed the plates in cold water, which is good, put the plates in the dishwasher and forgot about it. But she was a little worried about that she may not have rinsed the forks and knives that were involved in this with the soy sauce before putting them in the dishwasher. So that is one question, and maybe she didn't wash the plates thoroughly, right? That is her concern, and it's also a concern that since they don't run the dishwasher every night, it's possible that the soy sauce on the forks and spoons were there for 24 hours, which could be kavush, which is very, very interesting. That it's absorbed even if it's in cold, even 24 hours. It's like kavush is like is pickling, which is a very, very fascinating idea itself. It's a rabbinic prohibition. So what's going on here? So I said the first step is we need information. And I recommend that you speak to the head of the kashrut at the local vad where this woman lives. Good. She spoke to the vad, and it turned out that he said that what may have happened was that the packets came from a package that had the hashgacha, but in the individual packets it did not have the hashgacha on it, or it may have slipped through. They may have made a mistake, especially because she said she looked on the website, didn't seem that it was kosher. So what we have here is something that is not clear. It is a safek. That already is very important, because how do you manage safek? We're not sure. And you combine sfeikot, you have sfeik, sfeika, double sfeik, in which we can be lenient. Okay, so let's figure this out step by step. Okay, so in terms of worrying that the dishes were not thoroughly washed off, that she's looking back later, and if she's worried looking back, I don't think you have to worry about that. Mishnah Berurah already says in a totally different context that you're looking back and trying to reconstruct events, and you're worried about it. Don't worry. If you sometimes, you know, you look back and you don't reconstruct accurately. So if you immediately react, that's one thing. But it's delayed. I think that's just that's just being a little bit pessimistic. I think you can assume that it was okay. And even here is makom safek. There's safek where it wasn't rinsed off, and safek was not kosher. The kosher in the first place. You have a safek sveka. Next about the same thing with the forks and the spoons that and the knives that were used. It's a safek whether it's not kasher, and the safek whether it was, and we don't even have the product now, so we're trying to reconstruct. So it's a total safek. If you can find out, it's not a safek here. We just cannot find out. We did all the investigations we could, so we have it's a legitimate safek. So we have a safek was used, safek whether it was not kosher, excuse me, safek whether if any was not washed off of the forks and the spoons, and even if it was used in the forks and the spoons. If when it's used and it's run in the dishwasher, you have 60 times of the water, whatever than whatever little bit of the soy sauce was, so it would be batel by the water based on a psak of Moshe Feinstein gives in a different context. And in terms of the kavush, I think also here as well, we're not sure of the 24-hour period, and safek was not kasher, so you have safek sveka to be mekel. So it's always good to be alert. Always ask the rabbi, always ask these questions, and so hopefully we learned some nice principles over here. Kavush, sfek sveka, double safek, and again, you need good information, and we learned what is actually a safek. It's a safek only after you've done the investigation. Here we did as much as we can investigate. We got the best information we could. Then we have a safek. And we came out, we could be mekel, which is a good thing. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and bri'ut.